And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. So did you catch the Dragon Boat races at the Paris Olympics? That's not a trick question. It actually was a demonstration sport at the Games and may one day be made official, perhaps replacing the controversial breakdancing competition, or at least the Australian version of it. Dragon boat racing has been a serious sport in Asia for more than 2,000 years, and Superior this weekend celebrates the 20th annual Lake Superior Dragon Boat Festival at Barker's Island. It's sponsored by the Superior Rotary and includes teams representing and benefiting several good causes. Someone who's been involved for many of those years is Belissa Ho, who joins me now. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Belissa.
Hi, thank you, Robin.
So tell us about the sport and how did it get to Superior?
Well, dragon boat racing itself is a very old sport in China, dating back a couple of thousand years. It really, really took off, though, as a competitive sport in Hong Kong during the 70s, and it slowly made its way around the world. Today, there are a huge international Dragon Boat Federation races that brings countries from all over the world. It is highly competitive. Places like Ravenna, Italy, or Sydney, Australia, or even like Szeged, Hungary, hold huge dragon boat races that bring international teams, and Team USA actually does pretty darn well at those as well. Here in Superior, this dragon boat race was brought over after the Rotary went to compete in Thunder Bay. So our Thunder Bay friends were kind of the catalyst for the dragon boat races here.
So other than the dragon heads carved on the boats, how's it different from rowing or crewing?
So rowing or crewing, you actually don't face forward, you face backwards, and you are rowing, the oars are much longer, and they're actually called oars. In dragon boat racing, you sit forward and you paddle, and you only paddle single side because then there are two people sitting next to each other. Traditional dragon boat has 20 paddlers, a steers person, and a drummer. In sculling or rowing, the amounts can differ between a single person all the way up to, I think it was like a 10-person crew. I think the most popular one right now is the 8-person crew, if I'm correct. But otherwise, dragon boat racing, for the most part, is 20 people, steers, and a paddler. But for the Olympics, I believe they pared it down to a 10-person crew with a steers and a drummer.
So who are some of the teams and what are some of the good causes they're competing for in Superior? I know the main one, by the way, is 23rd Veteran, a Twin Ports-based group that assists veterans with trauma.
Yes. So 23rd Veteran is what's called a charitable partner with the Superior Rotary on the Dragon Boat Festival itself. Their team is called a Fighting Chance. And it's a very, very good cause, really, really trying to help reintegrate a lot of military veterans. And then I believe they've expanded their program now to also first responders who experience, you know, trauma on a regular basis. And it's to help them get used to life again and to, you know, be able to be with their families and be almost happy again, if that is possible for people who experience what they have experienced. There are other teams as well. We yearly, and I believe every single year of the festival, there's the Challenging Dragons. And they're with the Challenge Center out of Superior. And these are wide-ranging folks with various levels of disabilities. And they come out every year and they are probably the slowest team, but at the same time, the team with the most spirit and the most joy that go through. And they've been paddling with the festival for, like I said, probably the entire time the festival's been there. One of our newer teams is the TPAC Dragons. It's the Twin Ports of PETA Collective. And they're a little bit more significant because, one, you know, I help with organizing that team as well. But the other part is it's one of the few Asian-represented teams for an Asian sport here in the Northland. You don't really associate the Northland or Superior or the Twin Ports area with a lot of Asian people, but we've managed to fill an entire boat. So.
And that was debuted last year. It's the Twin Ports Asian Pacific Islander Desi Americans Collective.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So tell us about the people in the boat. It's all about teamwork and the role of the drummer. That's a little bit different than crewing and rowing too.
Yeah, the most similar thing that you could say that the drummer is probably closest to the coxswain on a boat. on the other hand, because there are so many people on a dragon boat, the drummer has been moved into like different flexibility. So some of them are very, very involved, calling out transitions and things of that sort. And other times it's ornamental. It's a person who's up there kind of banging the drum to symbolize the calling of the dragon and the other symbolism that is represented for traditional dragon boat racing. The rest of the paddlers, we have different areas. So you have your pacers up front, you have your engine room, and you have your rockets. And then, of course, the person who kind of gets you back and forth is your steers.
Where should people go to watch, and what days this weekend?
Sure. August 23rd, Friday, and August 24th, Saturday. On the 23rd, we will be waking the dragon and having our parade of teams. There's also other events like a cornhole tournament, live music, bands, food booths, things of that sort. So a lot of fun. And then 24th, which is Saturday, is race day, starting at 9 a.m. The races go off, and the races will go all day long until the finals at 4 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. It's all at Barker's Island Marina, and it's in the causeway. A lot of areas to watch from, a lot of activities to do. TPAC will be there with an educational tent. 23rd Veteran will be there with other events like a 5K and tug of war. So family fun activities all day long. And please bring the family down. If you're not racing, come and take a look, see how fun it is, and maybe you want to race next year.
All right. Come for the cornhole and stay for the dragon boats, right?
Exactly.
Well, we've been speaking with Melissa Ho. She's a participant and longtime volunteer and coordinator with the Lake Superior Dragon Boat Festival happening this weekend, Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th at Barker's Island in Superior. It's sponsored by the Superior Rotary in partnership with 23rd Veteran. Thank you for joining us, Melissa.
Thank you, Robin.
And if you have an idea about something in northern Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find stories like this one from WPR News online at wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington from our Bureau in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.